KD2AIT listening.
KD2AIT, N2PFM, you're loud and clear.
I'm just waiting for Bill to start the net. He usually does it here on Fridays. Give another minute. If he doesn't do it, then I'll do it.
Good evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Club radio repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Club, the next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, October 22nd, 21st, pardon me, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable battery power to mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
Good evening, George, and good evening, Jeff. N2PFM, how's everything going for you today?
Well, good evening, Bob, Jeff, and everyone else on the net. Which brings back up here to the tri-band or antenna. Still got the four-element beam down on the ground. I put brand new 50-foot length of RG8 on it, and SWR seems just about excellent across about a 1.2 to 1 completely across the 2-meter band with it on the ground and facing upward. So with that, I took it off there and put it back on the tri-band for tonight. Got to seal up the connections and everything tomorrow on that before it gets hoisted back up. And brought my van in for service today to have the fuel tank filler replaced, and guess what? The part I got, the $87 part, was the wrong one. Since I had undercoated it already, can't take it back. It's going to be $150 now for the correct one, so wonderful. And I wonder where the money goes. Well, with that, we'll say God bless 73s for now, and 2PSM clear.
Okay, George, it sounded like you had quite a day. There's nothing like having a part exchange or changing parts and whatever. I've been there a number of times myself. The difference is in the monetary value, and sometimes that gets upsetting. Okay, well, I'm glad you got through the day. KD2AIT, Jeff, how's everything with you this evening?
Well, good evening, it's KD2AIT, and hey, George, you can sell that on eBay as an added feature. You've already added the undercoating to it, so you should be able to sell it for more now. But, good luck with that. Anyway, we're up here at camp, me, my brother, my son here, and we're just having a good time. We're sitting out by the campfire and enjoying it a little bit. It's chilly out. Let's see, the temperature is 46 and clear, so it looks like it's going to get a lot cooler out there as the night goes by, and that's about all we have to report. So we'll turn it back to you there, Bill. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, real fine, Jeff. Yeah, it's going to drop down considerably lower, I guess, tonight. I don't know. I didn't see the forecast, but I know here it was,
degrees. I believe it was 30 this morning when I looked. I didn't expect to get down, it to get down that low, but somehow it snuck in there on us. We didn't get all the plants covered, but I'm hoping the heat from the building may have helped. So, well, I'm glad you're up at camp and enjoying the evening with the family, and hope you'll have a good weekend up there. I think tomorrow's going to be a little bit warmer, maybe not as sunny, but today was a nice day overall. Very good. Well, this is N5AOW looking for check-ins.
N2OIQ, good evening, Bill. This is Dan.
BC2WI.
Okay, Dan. And Pete, N2YQ. Oh, what's going on this evening?
Yeah, Bill, the call is November 2, Oscar, Yankee, Quebec. Sound like an I in there, but anyways. So anyways, no problem though. Oh, it's day two. What's going on here tonight? We had a busy day today. We went to Watertown and got home, I don't know, about 3 o'clock of this. We went, nine, 10 o'clock this morning, I guess. Time goes by fast when you're down there. So then we got home and got unloaded the truck that was stuff we bought and went off. So now I'm getting ready. Tomorrow morning I got to go down to the Cream Cheese Fest for about 4 hours with the fire police from our fire department. We're helping out with the crowd control down there and stuff. So we're looking forward to that. We've done it now, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, I guess. And it's fun, and especially if it don't rain. It ain't gonna rain tomorrow, so that'd be good. So anyways, so that's where it is here tonight. And then I'm going over to my sister's tomorrow night. My brother-in-law is over in Kirshnerville outside of Krogan. I have a little get-together here tomorrow night. I took the camper over there here a couple of nights ago, so we can have a good time and then just go to bed and get up Sunday, and sometime Sunday bring the camper back home, and so much for that. So back to you, Bill. Have a good evening, and 2OIQ will clear.
You've got quite a few things planned out, all set to get everything in order. I've got a little problem this evening. Getting upset stomach and things here, creating little havoc with me. Anyway, I'll get through that. All right, well, very good, Dan. Glad you checked in this evening, and hope everything goes well tomorrow. KC2WI, Pete, how's everything with you this evening?
WI, well, if I had spent all the time this week on work, assuming it was actually a customer-paying work, that I've spent on, but starting with Monday, we're going to this community disaster preparedness training that I spent on, let's just say on ham radio emergency communications matters. I think I'd have made $1,000. Other than that, I'm okay. Went to the meeting on Monday night, the training session, which was quite good, and it was really good, I think, for people who'd never been involved in anything at all. Was presented to, the two presenters were the main presenter was the meeting was basically run by the National Guard. And there were two guys, one that sort of did the introduction and the master of ceremonies kind of things for the local, dignitaries and
we had Joe Griffo was there, and the thing was kind of set up, really initiated by the mayor of Lyons Falls, so she said a few words, and county emergency manager said a few words, and things like that. The main part was given by another guy who was Air National Guard, a guy from Syracuse. And during the break, I went up and asked him if he knew Jim Edmonds, who's a good friend of mine, and he joined Air Force March just before I did. And he said, I'm going to join and see how good it is. I'll let you know. And, of course, he said, if this is good, you should do it. But we used to do a lot of stuff back in the days with ham radio and then with Civil Air Patrol and that. So he says, oh, yeah, I know Jim. And he set up, when he was still at Lockheed, he set up one of these training sessions. You know, almost 100 people came to that from Lockheed. The presentation. We actually, everybody who signed up for this, we actually got a little backpack, you know, like a day pack, little pack, book bag type size, with a whole bunch of stuff. A flashlight, a radio, I haven't even looked in it. You know, first aid kit, a whistle, you know, I guess like a space blanket, a blank, I don't know, yeah, stuff like that. So your tax money at work. But it was very good, and especially the main part of it was about preparation. And then at the end there were some time for questions and answers. One, a lot of questions, and I was hoping to get in some more words about ham radio, but I didn't quite. One of the questions was, if something happens and if the telephone and cell phone don't work, and how do we get a hold of you? And
okay, Pete. Well, I understand that, you know, quite a bit to get out and talk about. Boy, it is really something that I think all of us should pull our minds together and come up with a solution for it. I've thought about the same thing numerous times and been involved in a couple of different things in other states, and they were in the same category trying to put something together that would make sense and simplify communication in case of an emergency. And yeah, I wish there was a better plan, or someone come up with a better plan. I try to kind of put something together mentally in that same order, and I don't know as I had all the answers for it either, but I'm sure if we get enough of us together, that could be something worthwhile, and probably interlink with the military if necessary. I guess any way we do it would be good communication. Very good. Well, I think we'll take another shot and see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins.
This is KB2ZSV.
Let me see if I've got that right. Kilo Bravo 2, Sierra Victor.
Kilo Bravo 2, Zulu Sierra Victor.
Okay, got it now. KB2ZSV, correct?
That's Roger.
Okay, what's the name that goes with it, sir?
Tim, Tango India Mike.
Okay, Tim, thank you for checking in, and give us a little, what went on with your day today?
Been out on the tractor most of the day, me and my son. I'm putting in a driveway across the road that's probably about 150 feet long, and we've been dropping in stone in there to level it off and get it flat and everything. So that's what I've been doing today.
Okay, sounds like you had a busy day and kind of a strenuous day to some degree. 150 feet is a long driveway. And, yeah, I would imagine getting the stone down and getting it rolled out, going to do blacktop or some type of material over the top of it, or just the stone itself?
Nah, the guy who's running out my dirt seen what I was doing, or my stone, and he said, I got this stuff you can use. It's almost like crusher run, but it's not. And he brought over 40 ton to say, and we got that all spread out. And I don't think we're even going to have to put crusher run on top of it.
Well, I hope it works out for him, and I guess that would make one fine driveway if it does. Okay, Tim, well, thanks for checking in. And we'll make another call for check-ins again. N5AOW, looking for check-ins. All right. Well, I got out today. My wife and I went out, got up to Indian Lake with that, I guess it's a town-wide sale going on with antiques and what have you, and different things, variety of things that people had out on tables for view and sale and whatever. It was a very enjoyable day, a little on the cool side under the tents, but it worked out quite nicely. There was quite a turnout. Quite a lot of people had, it's still going on. It'll be going on until Sunday. Really an enjoyable day. So that was pretty much it for us. Came back and had dinner. Sat and relaxed a little bit. Tried to wear a lot of the dinner off and didn't do that. So we're watching a little bit of TV and see what's going on there. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
Additional from N2PFM, I got my weather report.
Okay, George, go for it.
Okay, we got 45 degrees here on the mountainside now. Temperature range today was 32 to 55, and it was mostly sunny today, but it did have a slight touch of frost around. The windshield was frosted up too, so you can say we had a first frost for the season now. Probably one more grass mowing and could put the tractor away for the winter. That will say God bless, 73s, and 2PFM clear.
Okay, George, thanks for the update on that. And, yeah, we had a cool one ourselves. Got up this morning, it was about 30, and like you say, we had frost and not a hard freeze, but enough to, if you had plants that weren't covered up, I imagine pretty well took care of them. They only tolerate that once or twice, and that's pretty much it. Okay. Well, I'll check for comments or queries again and see if anyone else would like to touch base with us. This is N5AOW. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. And I want to thank George, Jeff, Dan, Pete, Tim for checking in, and all those that listen. 73 to all, and 5AOW clear.
MKC2WI.
Where are you calling me, Pete? N5AOW.
No, I was calling George.
Hey, N2PFM here.
Yes, I looked at your computer there and ran the low level tests, and that all was fine. And I just didn't even spend much time looking at what else was going on, but. And I just wiped the whole thing out, and I reloaded Windows 7, and it looks like it's going to be fine. But what I did find out, and I, like I said, I didn't dig into this too much, but I booted up with one of my self-booting CDs. It actually kind of boots up to a to a mini Windows XP kind of a system, and it allows you to do a bunch of things like look at the hard drive in the computer without having Windows running in that, and look at the partitions on the hard drive and all this stuff. And something I've never seen before. I told you, I think before, that there was a recovery partition. There were like four partitions on the hard drive, or it appeared that way. There was a recovery partition, which I'm pretty sure was the original Windows Vista partition, a recovery partition that came, pre-installed. There was a what they call a system partition. I'd call it the boot partition. Windows 7 does that little small partition. And then there was the Windows, or the what I would call the system partition, the main partition. But here's the interesting thing. According to my device management or disk management thing that was running, it told me that there were two of those. Partition C and partition D or whatever, and they were both had the label Windows, and they both looked like they had the same stuff in them. And I didn't dig into it to really compare the contents of both of those partitions, or even know if they were both really there, as opposed to being two entries, duplicate entries in the, partition table or something. I don't really know. But I will say that it certainly didn't seem right to me. And I got rid of all that and just reinstalled. So, there were definitely screwy things.
See, I knew there was something radically wrong. I didn't know just what, but I knew there was something wrong, that's for sure. Thanks, I'm glad you did find out I was right.
Yeah, what I don't understand is why that recovery partition was still there. And the first thing I tried to do was see if I could just redo a factory recovery kind of a deal by hitting the appropriate... Didn't let drop, George, and it timed out.
Okay, well, it dropped now. All right, I was saying I had to go to Steve Adams today, and he went to put that fuel filler back in, and it turns out it was the wrong one. That in fact had been a production change during that model year, the 98 model year, and it was the old type, not the new type, so... That's $87 down the drain, because I had undercoated that thing already. And he's got to get me another one, and the right one this time, put that in Monday at 4 o'clock. So if anything goes on, I'll be in Glenfield right around 4 on Monday.
I don't know. It depends on what I do this weekend. There's not a lot more I've really got to do to it. I mean, you're going to load your stuff in there, so I'm just going to get Windows working. That all the time. My tracker's like that. And Bob says you always got to look, because they might use two or three different parts in the same year on those things. And I was down there a few weeks ago, and he had I don't remember what it was. Some kind of a SUV kind of a thing in there. I don't know what brand or model. And he was working on the lights and the on the hatch. And apparently, they replaced the hatch. I don't know if it got hit or rusted or I don't know, but whatever. And I guess he got I don't think he did the replacement. Somebody else did the replacement. And they got a new, they got from the junkyard or whatever, they got the whole rear door window, patched, the whole bit. and they put it on, and same model year, same color. You know, looking at it, you wouldn't know. And like the whatever, the license plate lights didn't work and whatever, and I think he said if you plugged it in, it blew a fuse or something. I can't remember exactly. And we're tracing stuff out, and he's, well, you know, look at these wires here, and I helped him a little bit with it. You know, I would have been doing it a little different way, but in any case, so he went in and looked up on the computer, you know, the data for that vehicle. And sure enough, it said, you know, to a certain date or serial, you know, VIN number or whatever, it was this way, and after it was that way. And obviously, mechanically, you know, the shape of it and the hinges and all that stuff, that's the same. Latch and all that had to be the same to fit on the same body, but there were some differences in the wiring. And you know, whoever put it on didn't know that, and then I think what they did is when they knocked it out, because obviously the connectors didn't exactly match up, they clipped some wire or tape, so I don't know what they did, and screwed it up. So, yep, that's pretty common. That's where they... Most, a lot of parts, they, you know, they got, they ask you what, they might want to actually know, like, a VIN number or something, but that's unfortunate that happened, because you're kind of stuck. The only thing you could do is put it on eBay, or, you know, put it on the local Lewis County online classifieds or something like that. Sooner or later, probably somebody needs the same thing, or else, you know, Steve might come across it, or Bob, or somebody that needs one of those. If you get the word out, you probably could sell it.
Yeah, so roger on that. Well, I'm going to be hitting the sack.
I'm trying to find, I came across this the other day when I was looking at all this stuff, some statistics about how much the cell phone system and the telephone system was, I don't think oversubscribed is the right word, but what percentage they assume for normal use, you know, 10%, 20% of the people beyond whatever. Boy, you think I could find that page again. Well, maybe I'll come across it. KC2WI7.
Hey, God bless 73. Z2PSM clear.
This is KD2, GSK for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
KC2, NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Thank you, KC2, NBU.
KC2WI, no traffic.
That was KC2WI, am I correct?
Whiskey India, correct.
Okay, this is KD2 GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2 GSK for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK, for Austin, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
Good evening, this is N5AOW, no traffic.
That's affirmative, N5AOW, no traffic. So this is KD2 GSK, for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo. This is Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is the final call. This is Kilo Delta 2 Golf Sierra Kilo for Octon, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo. I want to thank the three stations that reported, and I wish them good evening. 7-3, this is KD2 GSK, switching.